It's sometimes helpful, in the first few minutes of the sitting, to just let the attention rest on the movement of the breath, leaving everything else in the background, just as the mind becomes comfortable and interested in being in one place. It's like gathering the attention, gathering the attention in one place. Just becoming interested in the uniqueness of each breath. Just receiving each one like a friend. As the friend that's been with you all your life. And each breath is unique and different. And as the Buddha says in his instructions, when I know I'm breathing a short, when I'm breathing a short breath, I know I'm breathing a short breath. When I'm breathing a long breath, I know I'm breathing a long breath. When I'm breathing a smooth breath, I know I'm breathing a smooth breath. Just being curious and interested. And when you feel ready, open the meditation to include the movement of the breath and the experiences of the body. Mindfulness of breath and body, the first foundation. And you can open the meditation to include as well as mindfulness of the breath and body. Mindfulness of your response to your experiences, whether the experience is the arising of a thought, or whether it's the arising of a physical sensation, or whether it's the arising of an emotion or mind state, which we'll include in the meditation this morning, opening to the third foundation of mindfulness. Mindfulness of breath and body. Mindfulness of feelings, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And mindfulness of the arising of emotions. thoughts will arise. Thoughts will arise in the mind. It's important at the moment you're aware of thinking to simply note, just with a whisper in the back of the mind, note thinking. And you may notice at being noted, the thought can simply disappear if you let it go. Noting thinking and coming back again to the most dominant experience. And often that can be emotion. We often find that emotion and mind state arrive at the same time as a thought. The thought is in the mind, the emotion will manifest in the body, whether you're aware of it or not. So each time you have an awareness that an emotion has arisen or a mind state, perhaps a feeling of excitement or happiness or peace or aversion or confusion, affection. When there's an awareness of an emotion or a mind state, immediately open to the possibility that it's manifesting in the body as some sensation. When you open to that possibility and there is no sensation that you can detect, then simply softly name the emotion, again a whisper in the back of the mind, until you're aware that it has disappeared and is no longer in the forefront of your attention. If when you open to the possibility that this feeling of boredom or excitement or confusion or love or aversion, when you notice there is some manifestation in the body, perhaps a tightening or a tension or heat or cold or pressure or throbbing, then let the attention go there and make the physical sensation the object of attention. An emotion is insubstantial in the sense that we can't see it, but we can certainly experience it, and that's what we can trust, that physical experience in the body. So let go of the thought, let go of any ongoing story, and simply come back to the sensation that you experience at the arising of that emotion or mind state. And just be curious, as long as it calls attention. When it subsides, and simply let it go and come back again to the breath, open to the next experience that arises and calls your attention. some words from Jon Kabat-Zinn. We tend to be particularly unaware that we're thinking virtually all the time. The incessant stream of thoughts flowing through our minds leaves us very little respite for inner quiet. And we leave precious little room for ourselves anyway just to be, without having to run around doing things all the time. Our actions are all too frequently driven rather than undertaken in awareness, driven by those perfectly ordinary thoughts and impulses that run through the mind like a coursing river, if not a waterfall. We get caught up in the torrent and it winds up submerging our lives as it carries us to places we may not wish to go and may not even realize we're headed for. Meditation means learning how to get out of this current, to sit by its bank and listen to it, learn from it, and then use its energies to guide us rather than tyrannize us. This process doesn't magically happen by itself. It takes energy. We call the effort to cultivate our ability to be in the present moment practice, or meditation practice. There's a wonderful, rich silence in the room this morning. It's quite beautiful. I just want to say a few words to encourage you in your practice today. We're including mindfulness of emotions and mind states. I spoke yesterday of some of the teachings and understandings around habits of mind and how that affects the thoughts and the number of thoughts and the kind of thoughts that we have. I'm just open to the possibility that you will begin to notice, if the time is right and you're ready, to notice some of your positive habits of mind and some habits of mind that are sometimes bothersome. I'd like you to see today as opportunities to investigate all of these things, not in terms of trying to find out, but rather of leaving lots of space for your own natural wisdom to arise, your own intuition and your own understanding. Sometimes, you know, we carry a lot of wisdom with us and we're so busy trying, whatever it is we're trying, that we don't give room for this wisdom to arise. So I'd really encourage you to work with this wonderful silence that we have and to try to take the opportunity to not only sit, but also to walk and sit and walk and sit. It's often in those changes of energy. I mean, we do these, we change our, from walking to sitting and sitting to walking for a number of reasons, but one is to balance energy. And often if you find yourself a little confused or a little sleepy or a little restless in your sitting, and it's a bit, you know, a bit of a struggle to stay there, often that intention to stay with it and just to be mindful regardless pays off, if I can use that term, when you change the energy and you do your walking. It's just that shift that sort of gives you a little more room to let your wisdom and understanding emerge. And in the same way, if you struggle with your walking or you're, you know, you're feeling some aversion or it's uncomfortable or you decide to sleep instead of walk and don't take advantage. But when you're walking and that's a struggle, then when you come, but you stay with it and you notice the thoughts that come up, you notice your habitual patterns when you're aversive to what you're doing, and then you come in and sit, then the energy shift and sometimes that's when your understandings or your intuition or your insights emerge. So try to see the points of difficulty or the points of where it takes a little more energy or a little more intention to stay with it. Try to see those less as obstacles and more like opportunities to be curious, because something is happening there. Something is happening. So watch your habit of mind when it becomes a bit of a struggle or a bit something you're asking yourself to do something and aversion is coming up. Just be curious about that. Like, what do I do when this comes up? You know, what am I doing? What am I thinking? Not to judge it, but just to notice. It's an opportunity to notice. So I just invite you to give yourself some room to do that. There's just such a wonderful holding for whatever is going on here in the room. I am just very touched by it. So please take advantage of it today, because this is going to be a very rich day for you.